Joining us this morning on Reno's Morning News, it's Casey Kaufman from...
Here to shed a little light on the solar industry.
That's right, from SunWorks. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So let's kind of put this in a nice little package for people now that we've finally got something through the legislature. How is solar going to change or, you know, be updated here for Nevada?
Well, the quick summary is rooftop solar is back in Nevada.
So this legislative session was a victory for the solar industry, for the most
part. It was
a
big victory, absolutely, yeah. So the governor has declared his intent to sign Assembly Bill 405, which is we're calling the Solar Bill of Rights. So it puts a lot of consumer protection pieces in place to make sure that everybody knows exactly what they're getting from their solar contractor, a lot of transparency, and again, a lot of protection from problems like we had last year.
Well, Casey,
and it also
go ahead.
It also puts in place net metering again at not a full one-for-one rate, but it starts off at 95% of full credit. So it brings back the industry, makes net metering fully viable again, and we expect a lot of jobs that could be coming back to northern and southern Nevada.
So what was it or how was it that we got to a point where that kind of legislation was necessary? Who wanted to kill solar?
Well, the solar industry was really decimated by the PUC decision that they were directed to reevaluate the rates by the 2015 legislature. So pretty much everybody in the state thought that they went way too far, and that's why we put Assembly Bill 405 together to reaffirm the state's commitment to renewable energy.
Have other states had to take similar action legislatively, or are we among the few?
Yeah, so most states have reevaluated their net metering policies or tried to. The problems that we had at the end of 2015 with the PUC decision were about as extreme as we've ever seen, and that's and that actually refers to the whole world. Actually, the whole world was watching Nevada in the last few weeks to see what we were going to do as far as bringing rooftop solar back. So yeah, Nevada was definitely a hot playing field for this net metering debate.
Now, when is the governor expected to sign this?
Well, I believe he has 10 days from the end of session, which was last Monday. So his spokesperson said that he would intends to sign it a few days ago. And I believe, if my math serves me correctly, he only has a few days left. So we do expect a signature. It's a really big issue. And, you know, all the legislators that I spoke with personally said that it was probably the number one issue that they heard about as they were going out and knocking doors and campaigning. So we do expect a signature, and we expect to bring jobs back.
So it passed, and I presume there was a lot of bipartisan support for it.
There was, absolutely, yeah. It passed with only two no's in the Assembly and unanimous in the Senate. So, again, you know, that's another reason why we expect a signature, because it is a bipartisan issue. It covers a lot of good things for the state, you know, again, we want to bring this thing back and start helping people out again.
All right. Well, I love the transparency part of it too. So thank you, Casey, because I know you were down at the legislature almost every day. So to SunWorks for staying and fighting and getting us our rooftop solar back.
Yeah, thank you.